Let us begin by invoking the sacred 12-syllable mantra. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Akura was warmly received by Lord Krishna and Nanda Maharaj and offered a resting place for the night. In the meantime, the two brothers, Balaram and Krishna, went to take their supper. Akura sat on his bed and began to reflect that all the desires he had contemplated while coming from Mathura to Vrindavan had been fulfilled. Lord Krishna is the husband of the goddess of fortune. Being pleased with his pure devotee, he can offer whatever the devotee desires. But the pure devotee does not ask anything from the Lord for his personal benefit. After taking their supper, Krishna and Balaram came to bid good night to Akura and asked him how Kamsa was dealing with their friends and relatives. Krishna then inquired into Kamsa's plans. The Supreme Personality of Godhead then informed Akura that his presence was very welcome. He inquired from him whether all his relatives and friends were well and free from all kinds of ailments. Krishna stated that he was very sorry that his maternal uncle Kamsa was the head of the kingdom. He said that Kamsa was the greatest anomaly in the whole system of government, and that they could not expect any welfare for the citizens while he ruled. Then Krishna said, "My father has undergone much tribulation simply from my being his son. For this reason, he has also lost many other sons. I think myself so fortunate that you have come as my friend and relative. My dear uncle Akura, please tell me the purpose of your coming to Vrindavan." After this inquiry, Akura, who belonged to the dynasty of Yadu, explained the recent events in Mathura, including Kamsa's attempt to kill Vasudev, the father of Krishna. He related the things which had happened after the disclosure by Narada that Krishna was the son of Vasudeva, hidden by Vasudev in the house of Nanda Maharaj. Akura narrated all the stories regarding Kamsa. He told how Narada had met Kamsa and how he himself was deputed by Kamsa to come to Vrindavan. Akura explained to Krishna that Narada had told Kamsa all about Krishna's being transferred from Mathura to Vrindavan just after his birth, and about his killing all the demons sent by Kamsa. Akura then explained to Krishna the purpose of his coming to Vrindavan, to take him back to Mathura. After hearing of these arrangements, Balaram and Krishna, who are very expert in killing opponents, mildly laughed at the plans of Kamsa. They immediately informed Nanda Maharaj that Kamsa had invited all the cowherd men and boys to go to Mathura to participate in the ceremony known as Dhanur Yajna. Kamsa wanted them all to go there to participate in the function. On Krishna's word, Nanda Maharaj at once called for the cowherd men and asked them to collect milk and all kinds of milk products to present to the king in the ceremony. He also sent instructions to the police chief of Vrindavan to tell all the inhabitants about Kamsa's great Dhanuryagya function and invite them to join. Nanda Maharaj informed the cowherd men that they would start the next morning. They therefore arranged for the cows and bulls to carry them all to Mathura. When the gopis heard that Akura had come to take Krishna and Balaram away to Mathura, they became overwhelmed with anxiety. Some of them became so aggrieved that their faces turned black, and they began to breathe warmly and had palpitations of the heart. They discovered that their hair and clothes immediately loosened. Hearing the news that Krishna and Balaram were leaving for Mathura, others who were engaged in household duties stopped working as if they had forgotten everything, like a person who was called forth to die and leave this world at once. Others immediately fainted due to separation from Krishna. Remembering his attractive smile and his talks with them, the gopis became overwhelmed with grief. They all remembered the characteristics of the personality of Godhead, how he moved within the area of Vrindavan, and how with joking words he attracted all their hearts. Thinking of Krishna and of their imminent separation from him, the gopis assembled together with heavily beating hearts. They were completely absorbed in thought of Krishna, and with tears falling from their eyes, they spoke as follows. O Providence, you are so cruel. It appears that you do not know how to show mercy to others. By your arrangement, friends contact one another, but without fulfilling their desires, you separate them. This is exactly like a child's game that has no meaning. It is very abominable that you arrange to show us beautiful Krishna, whose bluish curling hair beautifies his broad forehead and sharp nose, and who is always smiling to minimize all grief in this material world, and then arrange to separate it from us. Oh, Providence, you are so cruel. But most astonishingly, you appear now as Akura, which means not cruel. In the beginning, we appreciated your workmanship in giving us these eyes to see the beautiful face of Krishna. But now, just like a foolish creature, you are taking away our eyes by not letting us see Krishna here anymore. Krishna, the son of Nanda Maharaj, is also very cruel. He must always have new friends. He does not like to keep friendship for a long time with anyone. We gopis of Vrindavan, having left our homes, friends, and relatives, have become Krishna's maidservants. But he is neglecting us and going away. He does not even look upon us, although we are completely surrendered unto him. Now, all the young girls in Mathura will have that opportunity. They are expecting Krishna's arrival, and they will enjoy his sweet smiling face and will drink its honey. Although we know that Krishna is very steady and determined, we are afraid that as soon as he sees the beautiful faces of the young girls in Mathura, he will forget himself. We fear he will become controlled by them and will forget us, for we are simple village girls. He will no longer be kind to us. We therefore do not expect Krishna to return to Vrindavan. He will not leave the company of the girls in Mathura. The gopis began to imagine the great functions in the city of Mathura. Krishna would pass through the streets, and the ladies and young girls of the city would see him from their balconies of the respective houses. Mathura city contained different communities, then known as Darshaha, Bhoja, Andhaka, and Satvata. All these communities were different branches of the same family in which Krishna appeared, namely the Yadu dynasty. They were all expecting the arrival of Krishna. It had already been ascertained that Krishna, who is the resting place of the goddess of fortune and the reservoir of all pleasure and transcendental qualities, was going to visit Mathura city. The gopis then began to condemn the activities of Akrura. They stated that he was taking Krishna, who was more dear than the dearest to them, and who was the pleasure of their eyes. He was being taken away from their sight without their being informed or solaced by Akrura. Akrura should not have been so merciless, but should have taken compassion on them. The gopis went on to say, "The most astonishing feature is that Krishna, the son of Nanda Maharaj, without consideration, has already seated himself on the chariot. From this it appears that Krishna is not very intelligent. Yet, he may be very intelligent, but he is not very merciful. Not only Krishna, but all the cowherd men are so callous that they are already joking the bulls and calves for the journey to Mathura. The elderly persons in Vrindavan are also merciless. They do not take our plight into consideration and stop Krishna's journey to Mathura. Even the demigods are very unkind to us. They are also not impeding his going to Mathura." The gopis prayed to the demigods to create some natural disturbance, such as a hurricane, storm, or heavy rainfall, so that Krishna could not go to Mathura. Then they began to consider, "Despite our parents and guardians, we shall personally stop Krishna from going to Mathura. We have no alternative but to take this direct action. Everyone has gone against us to take away Krishna from our sight. Without him, we cannot live for a moment." The gopis thus decided to obstruct the passage through which the chariot of Krishna was supposed to pass. They began to talk amongst themselves. "We have passed a very long night, which seemed only a moment, engaged in the rasa dance with Krishna. We looked at his sweet smile and embraced him and talked with him. Now, how shall we live, even for a moment, if he goes away from us? At the end of the day, in the evening, along with his elder brother Balaram, Krishna would return home with his friends. His face would be smeared with the dust raised by the hooves of the cows, and he would smile and play on his flute and look upon us so kindly. How shall we be able to forget him? How shall we be able to forget Krishna, who is our life and soul? He has already taken away our hearts in so many ways throughout our days and nights. And if he goes away, there is no possibility of our continuing to live. Thinking like this, the gopis became more and more grief-stricken at Krishna's leaving Vrindavan. They could not check their minds, and they began to cry loudly, calling out the different names of Krishna. O dear Damodar, dear Madhav. The gopis cried all night before the departure of Krishna. As soon as the sun rose, Akrura finished his morning bath, got on the chariot, and started for Mathura with Krishna and Balaram. Nanda Maharaj and the cowherd men got up on bullock carts after loading them with big earthen pots filled with yogurt, milk, ghee, and other milk products, and then they began to follow the chariot of Krishna and Balaram. In spite of Krishna's asking the gopis not to obstruct their way, they all surrounded the chariot and stood up to see Krishna with pitiable eyes. Krishna was very much affected upon seeing the plight of the gopis, but his duty was to start for Mathura, for this was foretold by Narada. Krishna therefore consoled the gopis. He told them that they should not be aggrieved. He was coming back very soon after finishing his business. But they could not be persuaded to disperse. The chariot, however, began to head west, and as it proceeded, the minds of the gopis followed it as far as possible. They watched the flag on the chariot as long as it was visible. Finally, they could see only the dust of the chariot in the distance. The gopis did not move from their places, but stood still until the chariot could not be seen at all. They remained standing still as if they were painted pictures. All the gopis decided that Krishna was not returning immediately, and with greatly disappointed hearts, they returned to their respective homes. Being greatly disturbed by the absence of Krishna, they simply thought all day and night about his pastimes, and thus derived some consolation.
Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopi Janna Vallabha Giri Varadhari Gopi Janna Vallabha Giri Varadhari Yasoda Nandana Raja Jana Ranjana Yasoda Nandana Raja Jana Ranjana Jamuna Tira Vanachari Jamuna Tirat Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Gopi Jana Vallava Girivaradhari Yasodhanandana Vraja Jana Ranjana Jamuna Tirat Vanachari Jamuna Tirat Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivaradhari Yasodhanandana Braja Jana Ranjana Jamuna Tira Vanachari Jamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivaradhari Jamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivaradhari Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama, Hare Hare. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
So now we'll do the second part of our Krishna book class.